It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before the two grand slam, Heather, let's get to the news.
Yeah, one of Hollywood's most instantly recognizable voices for his roles in the Star Wars movies, also The Lion King, has passed away, James Earl Jones. Yeah, he passed away Monday at his home in upstate New York, surrounded by his family. He was 93 years old. And like I said, I think probably will mostly be remembered for his voice as Darth Vader, also as Mufasa. But he was also in a bunch of other movies, Coming to America, Field of Dreams, and a whole bunch of others. He's also on the short list of EGOT winners. He's won 2 Emmys, a Grammy, an honorary Oscar, and 3 Tony Awards.
Legend doesn't even begin to describe it. I mean, his voice is forever iconic.
And for those that go to Michigan football games, he's the one that introduces the Big House.
And
the university. Oh, yeah.
He's a Michigan alum, right?
He's a Michigan alum. Yeah. It's an epic start to every college, every fall Saturday in Ann Arbor.
Oh, wow. Yep. Let's talk about Tyreek Hill. He says that his interaction with police went from calm to chaotic in a matter of moments, and it made him feel like police viewed him as a threat. So he did an interview with NBC Nightly News, and he said that things went from 0 to 60 immediately, and he said things got super tense when he was in the process of getting out of his car. He also said that he didn't see why officers felt, you know, he was enough of a threat to really forcibly detain him like they did. Law enforcement say that he was not immediately cooperative and that he was cuffed for the safety of the officers. Body cam footage has also now been released, and it shows officers pulling Hill out of his car after he refused to keep his window down and then forcing him to the pavement before they cuffed him.
I don't know how they viewed him as a threat. And then to go another step, some of his Miami Dolphins teammates were in the area, Calais Campbell.
Yes.
Unarmed, walking up, former Walter Payton Man of the Year, walking up just to say, hey, what's going on? They handcuffed him, too. I mean, these cops clearly had a power trip going.
And there was another teammate, I believe, that received some sort of citation as well for showing up just to make sure, you know, hey, what's going on? Is everything okay, right? It's crazy. This is awful. A disgruntled employee at a business on West Grand Boulevard in Detroit was arrested after he set 2 women on fire. Yeah, you heard that right. It happened on Monday morning, just as these women showed up to work around 6 a.m. There was a man who had just quit his job a few weeks ago who was waiting in the parking lot before he attacked. And police say they don't believe the 2 women were necessarily targeted. They just happened to be the first ones to show up to work, right? So that's who he attacked. The women were rushed to a nearby hospital. They are expected to survive, but Detroit Police Chief James White said that this was one of the most awful cases he's ever seen, and that while the women will survive their physical injuries, he's like, the emotional injuries are a whole nother story.
You're scarred forever. Like, I mean, beyond the actual scars, emotional scars forever.
For sure. A 38-year-old Detroit woman has been charged with safe storage violations after her 3-year-old son accidentally shot himself last week. The woman told police that she had just arrived home from work, put her gun on a dresser, and within minutes, this little boy got a hold of it and shot himself. The boy was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, but he is expected to survive. Now, the mom is facing a 5-year felony. She was given a $250,000 bond. Yeah.
Too many of these stories, and I know I have family that are responsible gun owners. John is a very responsible gun owner. There's just no reason to have this stuff happen.
No,
not at all.
All right, that's Heather with the news. It's time for the 2 Grand Slam.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.